Welcome to the Miller Group Real Estate Show, Amelia Island's number one source for real estate news, market analysis, and more. Starring top producing real estate agents, James and Dave Miller, the Miller Group is your go-to real estate advisor for the Plantation and Amelia Island. Now to our hosts, James and Dave Miller.
Welcome to the Miller Group Real Estate Show. This is James Miller, and today's episode is going to be about the local real estate market. We're recording this right now on May 14th. So I just wanted to give an up-to-date on where the real estate market stands here in Amelia Island, as well as the Amelia Island Plantation, and also take a look at where we've been over the past month in April. For those of you who are signed up to receive our Miller Report, you can read a more in-depth analysis of the market going back to March. The May issue should be in your mailbox any day now. And if you're not currently receiving the Miller Report, or you would like to receive a digital copy of it, text the words Miller Report, that's two words, text Miller Report to 31996, and we will get you signed up. Okay, before we head over to today's episode, we wanted to recognize one of the Miller Report sponsors, Osprey Village. If you think Amelia Island Plantation is a retirement dream come true, then Osprey Village at Amelia Island Plantation is the ultimate retired dream come true. A private, gated, national award-winning community inside of Amelia Island Plantation, offering cottage and villa homes just steps from the beach. When you become a member at Osprey Village, you also become a member of the Amelia Island Club and the Amelia Island Plantation Community Association. Members of Osprey Village have the ultimate access to everything that Amelia Island Plantation has to offer. You will enjoy amenities such as 4 private clubhouses, 2 incredible golf courses, 23 hard-true tennis courts, 4 pickleball courts, 2 health and fitness centers, and access to Omni Resort amenities. If you don't enjoy the headaches of traditional ownership, then Osprey Village is the place for you. The monthly dues cover an extensive list of amenities in addition to some already listed, to name a few: maintenance-free living, weekly housekeeping, concierge services, utilities, property taxes, homeowners insurance, and on-site healthcare. The ultimate retirement dream, the Weller life, begins at Osprey Village at Amelia Island Plantation. For more information, visit osprey-village.com or call 904-277-8222 to speak with a lifestyle advisor. All right, so we'd like to thank Osprey Village for being one of our Miller Report sponsors. And if anybody has any questions, absolutely please reach out to them. They're a great option for living here in Amelia Island and being a part of the Amelia Island Plantation. So, all right, let's head over to our market update for April. So within the Amelia Island Plantation, sales were down in April by just 2 sales. It was 13 in April of 2020 compared to 15 of April 2019. New pending sales were down 41.7% from 12 new pending sales last year to 7 new pending sales this year, while new listings were down 60.9% from 23 to 9. What's interesting is that of the 12 new pending properties that occurred last April, that's April 2019, 3 of those were lots that were purchased by builders for spec homes. So new pending sales of existing homes, if you remove that from the equation, were only down 1, and new pending sales for condos were only down 1 as well. So if you combine that together and take a look at the percentage decrease of new pending sales for homes and condos on the plantation, you'll find that it was only down 20%. The decrease in new pendings is less than the decrease in new listings, which means inventory shortage could continue over the next month or two. AIP home inventory, which is already historically low, again, that's single family homes, could get lower. There were 3 new pending home sales and only 1 new listing during April of 2020. However, it is possible that sellers who would have normally listed in April might be waiting for COVID-19 to subside. We expect there to be a flurry of activity in May/June, both buyer activity as well as new listings. I was speaking with a photographer who shoots all of our beautiful listing photographs, and he told me that his April numbers were down but that so far through May 11th, he is beating his May numbers of last year in terms of the number of photo shoots that he is scheduling. And last year, his May was a very big year. So if this trend continues, I think it's going to predict an increase in the number of new listings over the coming weeks. Nassau County sales were up 2.17% April to April. New pending sales were down 43.96, and new listings were down 44.25. The number of new pending sales and the number of new listings in Nassau County were more evenly matched, but inventory was down from April 2020 compared to April of last year by 22.96%. So this does make the fact that we had a sales increase a little more impressive. So really, what's coming next? Well, we expect to see a surge in real estate activity over the next few months as lockdowns begin to lift and people look to leave urban areas for less dense areas. You know, we've been on the phone with clients from urban areas like Chicago, New York, and Atlanta who are tired of stricter lockdown policies and being trapped in smaller spaces. They are looking to come to a place where even if they're still social distancing, they can be outdoors and they can enjoy great amenities that like the beach and our walking trails. So Amelia Island and AIP in particular fit the bill for these folks. It's interesting, you know, I don't think we're gonna see some, when I say surge in activity, I don't think it's gonna be some crazy spree of people looking for properties. I just think this trend of slower sales is going to reverse a little bit over the next coming months. And I also think we're gonna see vacation traffic return faster than expected, as well as short-term rentals. Media sources are reporting across the country that there's a big decrease in short-term rental demand and predicting lower rentals moving forward, even as restrictions are reduced. But a lot of these, what these articles are talking about are areas that rely on international travel or further distance traveling that requires flying. You know, there's a big movement over the past couple of years for people buying short-term rental properties in New York and in Las Vegas and in Miami and places like that. And I think those markets are definitely going to struggle. But for markets like ours, where a lot of people can drive to get here, I think that they will definitely be looking to come here to escape, you know, more urban areas, as we said before. I mean, think about it. Their kids are out of school, they're working from home, they can work anywhere they want if they're working virtually, so why not come to the beach and be in a beautiful place versus staying locked down in an urban area like Atlanta? And we're starting to see this trend based on our conversations with our customers. There's actually an article published by Key Data, which is a data analyzing company for short-term rentals. And the title or the headline of this article was Georgia Reopening Causes Spike in Vacation Rental Bookings. So this article was published on May 1st, and it read, Georgia was one of the first states to start reopening businesses like restaurants, hair salons, and gyms. Beaches reopened at the beginning of April, and short-term vacation rentals are being allowed to operate as early as May 1st, causing some citizens to feel confident enough to start booking vacations. As a result, bookings in the state of Georgia have started to bounce back to pre-quarantine levels, even exceeding them, especially in the North Georgia mountains. So I thought that was interesting because I think North Georgia mountains area will benefit from a similar trend that we will. It's not far from Atlanta, but it's more remote, and it's a great place for people who want to get away and get outdoors. It's a great place for them to go, and I think we're going to see the same thing here in Amelia Island. And I've been in conversations with some of our property management companies that manage short-term rentals to see what their trends look like. And it's kind of hard to guess right now because they are getting a lot of inquiries. But right as of right now, they don't know exactly when vacation rentals will be allowed. So I will report back on that as I get more information. But I also read an article published on May 7th from the same organization that's headline was Arrivals Within 30 Days Rise as Some Outer Banks Counties Announce Plans to Reopen. So we're seeing some of the same trends in the Outer Banks area of North Carolina as they begin to reopen their economy. So basically, I think our outdoor amenities in our area plus less dense population will be attractive to many people looking to escape lockdown cities. You know, I think we'll see these vacationers turn into buyers over the course of the next few months. I actually have a been doing some showings for a couple who is from New York, and they were here visiting when coronavirus broke out, and they haven't left. They don't want to go home, and they're considering purchasing a condo here so that they don't have to go home and that they have a place like here to escape from their more urban environment. So I do think this is going to be a trend, and we are going to see some activity like this over the coming months. Now, like I said earlier, I don't think it's going to be a mass rush of buyers. I don't think the number of real estate sales will be higher than last year. I absolutely do not think that. But I think it will feel more like a little bit of a more normal market in terms of activity. And then we'll have to see where things head from there. I think as we head into the fall in the later half of this year, I think we'll see that trend change. It depends on, I don't know how strong this movement of people looking to leave cities and go to less dense areas will be. We're actually going to publish an article that we've written about that trend in our next issue of the Miller Report, talking about what we're seeing buyers are looking for in terms of properties and the amenities that they offer, and as well as what trends we're seeing or reading about nationally. So look forward to that. And again, if you are not receiving the Miller Report but would like to or receive a digital copy, text the words Miller Report, that's two words, Miller Report to 31996, and I will make sure that you get signed up to receive the report. So definitely look forward for that article. But as we head into the fall, I think we will begin to see the economic ramifications of shutting down our economy. We'll begin to feel those. And I think it will definitely impact the real estate market. So the big question for us will be, how does that trend and how does the economic devastation that could be felt in fall and heading into next year compare with potentially increased demand for areas like ours of buyers looking to escape urban areas? So I think that's going to be an interesting balance to watch to really determine how our market is going to fare. We'll stay tuned for our next episode of the Miller Group Real Estate Show. We are going to do an episode where we talk about how to increase your revenue or protect your profits if you have a vacation rental. We planned on having that released sooner, but we're having a few delays in getting the interview set up. So as soon as we have that, we will put that out for you as well. And of course, just keep in tune and subscribe to our show on iTunes. That way you always get the most up-to-date information on our local real estate market. Once again, this is James Miller with the Miller Group, and this is another episode of the Miller Group Real Estate Show. We look forward to speaking with you next time.